Live Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
Now, if you're listening to 105 Breakfast this morning, you'd have heard Let Me Tweet That For You, which was looking at the encampment apparently set up at Fen Ditton. The blogger Richard Taylor says he's spotted three tents there. So to discuss that, I'm going to introduce to you Peter Roberts. Peter is the Executive Councillor for Environmental and Waste on Cambridge City Council. He can tell us about Ditton Meadows, and also you represent Abbey as well, don't you, Peter?
Yes. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. No, obviously we were contacted at about 5 o'clock yesterday via a tweet about some camping out in Ditton Meadows. Now, Ditton Meadows is obviously an interesting bit of land. It falls within my ward in Abbey, but also is sort of an executive councillor as well. I cover a number of things, including enforcement. So this morning, a couple of our enforcement officers went down to just go and investigate.
This sort of thing pops up every once in a while. I remember a story in the Cambridge News, maybe a little bit more ago, of people setting up shop in the Mill Road Cemetery right next door to us here. Yeah. Like other sites, I think, as well around the city.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, in this case, it was on private land. So the land itself, I believe, is owned by Gonville and Keys College, who our team came back and contacted about obviously having some tents and so on their land. What usually happens is we take care of the public land. The main areas where we suffer from camping in Cambridge being Logan Meadows, the cemeteries, as you've said, Stourbridge Common and Cove Fen. And over the years, we collate that information. We've made all that publicly available so people can see what we're up to.
And these are permanent tents. These aren't people like deciding to camp for a couple of days whilst they're passing through.
It's a mix, really. I mean, in some cases, it's someone who's literally just gone camping. In another case, obviously it's more of a homelessness issue. But it's something which we're increasingly seeing in Cambridge. If you go back a few years, we had 14 cases last year, 19, and this year so far up to August, we've had 33. So
that's very interesting. Yeah, so that's already near enough double what it was in all of last year.
Yeah. No, it'll be, by the end of the year, it'll be more. I would imagine it'd be more than double. I mean, it's hard. We have to be quite careful about how you, because obviously you want to be careful about the correlation and causation between the two numbers. But it's important to bear in mind that when we took control of the council in May 2014, we doubled the enforcement team. So we actually have twice as many people going out looking at things like litter and camping
right.
and different things.
So it's entirely possible there were people setting up camp in past years, which you're completely oblivious to. Nobody had spotted them. They just went on their merry way and nobody was none the wiser.
Yes, but I mean, I would assume that there is more of a homelessness issue talking. I talked to one of our managers that deals with the enforcement team this morning, and they think they've actually, the sites that they visit and go around, they think it's a bit of an upward curve in this, rather than necessarily just the fact we've got more enforcement officers.
Have they had an opportunity to chat with either these people or others in similar circumstances?
Yes, no, definitely. The way that it works is when someone is on public land, our enforcement officers are usually called out either from a public complaint or on their patrols they see it, or a ward council or someone else notices it. They'll go and see a tent, and what they do is they issue it with a sort of 24-hour move on notice. And in, I believe, all or at least the very, very vast majority, within 24 hours, the tents itself shut down and they go.
Okay, and that order can be issued on both private and public land, or just on council owned land?
On public owned land.
Right, okay.
It's up to, in the case of private land, you're really testing my legal knowledge here. In the case of private.
But I guess they have to make a phone call, to whoever owns the land.
Yeah, we don't have permission on private land to go onto other people's land and do it. I mean, there are two issues here. There's one, which is the enforcement issue, which I think we're doing very well. We, as I say, we've spotted more cases than before. We move people on relatively quickly. But there's the wider issue, obviously, which is a homelessness issue and a housing issue. And obviously on that side, what our officers do is when they go and see someone, they don't just say, you know, pack your bag up and off you pop. What we try to do is signpost. So our enforcement officers will tell them about what's available in terms of local hostels, Jimmy's, for example. If they need it, they'll give them the contact information for the housing department in the council. And we try to, because obviously no one wants people to constantly just be moving around in sort of whack-a-mole sort of situation where we're not solving it and we're not doing what's right for them or what's right for residents.
And do we know if these people are actually, are they from Cambridge and homeless issues from Cambridge, or are they people who have found themselves in the city from other parts of the country?
I'm sure we'll probably have a good idea. I mean, I didn't ask that particular question. I was talking to the teams this morning, but I'm sure when we go around and we talk to them, we take their names, for example, and I'm sure we can find that out.
They'd soon know your officers if they turned up and were constantly bumping into the same people at different parts around the city.
No, definitely. I mean, as I say, a great deal of this is sadly homelessness. Mainly, if you look at some of the cases over the years, the ones that you mentioned, cemeteries, a lot of those sites were homeless people who'd pitched a tent, and in a lot of cases, people don't necessarily want help to go into housing in the traditional sense. And what we've obviously got to deal with is people are incredibly vulnerable. And as a council, I think the key thing, and more so the county council as well, is make sure the funding's in place so that those sorts of third sector organisations can thrive in Cambridge and actually have the right sort of care in place for these people, so that they can hopefully find a way back into sheltered, or what we would call, in inverted commas, normal accommodation.
Yeah, really interesting, interesting topic, particularly the growth of the numbers, or potential growth. You know, taking on board what you said about the enforcement officers. Is it weather related? Until the last couple of days, it's been pretty nice out there. Is it possible that the sunshine might encourage more people out?
Yeah, I think people would be surprised how much the weather affects an awful lot of things that we do, not only in enforcement but across. If you look at my portfolio, I cover waste. I mean, if you take something like a recycling rate in a city, it goes up if you have a good summer.
I guess if it's a good summer, more people are buying chalk ices, and then more of them are not looking after the wrappers and putting them away the way they should.
And things grow in the garden, and people cut them and put them in the green bin. I've no doubt that weather would play some sort of factor. We don't want to belittle the situation. I think more than anything else, it's these people are falling between the cracks, sadly, in the current, as you've no doubt reported to your listeners, the current situation in Cambridge is an incredibly expensive place to live in.
No, very much so. A survey only end of last week, where unfortunately we're a record isn't particularly good, the fastest rate of property cost growth in the country, which is not particularly pleasant for anybody, really.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think from this, I mean, I've when I was made aware of this issue and having a chat with the teams, we're going to try and do in the next few weeks is just double check our procedures, especially in relation to the homelessness aspect of it. It's one of those things that affects a lot of people in Cambridge. It's a very expensive place to rent in. It's a very expensive place to buy, and also it's a hub city. A lot of people want to be here because obviously Cambridge is quite a vibrant and beautiful city, and for different reasons people want to be here. And there are cases in Cambridge where people camp in gardens and people sadly live in garages.
That's unfortunate. Interesting story, but thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about that. Peter Roberts, Peter's Executive Councillor for Environment and Waste on Cambridge City Council.